Hola, mi gente. Welcome to another episode of Sazón
Ooh,
Talk.
guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you have not already listened to the previous episode where we discussed marriage, divorce, and all that jazz, please make sure to listen to that episode and the plethora of other episodes that we do have on the Jabatiers Podcast Network under Sazón Talk. We got some really good episodes out already. We've had a few good interviews. My fave, shout outs to, I didn't even get to shout out her last episode, but shout outs to Miss Sherelle Thomas from the Chi-Town for joining us 2 episodes ago, where she gave some very good tips. Did you ever do that assignment?
Me and her spoke. I did not do the assignment, but me and her spoke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's nobody's business.
No, I wasn't going into it. I just want to know if you did the homework assignment.
No, I did not. I hit her up. I told her why I didn't do it. And then we've been talking over since then.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she sent me some stuff and stuff that I haven't had the chance to look at, but I will look at.
I may have to hit her up. But but yes, thank you to Miss Thomas herself. I think I honestly, we've had, that's what I said, I've had both my best friends on, Amanda on Sazón Sessions, I've had her closest friends on. Mm-hmm. But to me, they don't count as guests. They're like a part of the show. But Sherelle, she was probably to me by far the best guest we've had on, just because I think the level of information she was able to provide, and I think it honestly not only was good for other people to hear it, but I think for us to hear it, yes, as well, just as individuals and as women. And I think it's super important that to have, you know, certain, have that core and foundation of strong women around to just be able to bounce things off of and stuff like that. Like that, I'm always blessed that I have such, as much as I don't really like females like that, but I have such a core group of women that I either look up to or that are my best friends that I'm able to be like, all right, y'all, this is what's going on. But that wasn't a giveaway. This week's episode, who run the world?
Girls.
Who run the world?
Girls.
But do girls really want equality, or are we just saying that to say that shit? Because I think we get into certain scenarios where we be like, I ain't doing that. So, like, the first thing I thought about when we pre-production, we were talking about the topic. The first thing that popped in my head, and it actually goes back to the to last week's episode. I could never, in the history of niggerdom, never. I could never propose to somebody. I could never. I could never. I thought about it and I was just like, yo. And it's funny because, so, my ex had sent me something about Jim Jones a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Harlem nigga. So that I already knew off it why he was sending me that. So I said, okay. Jimmy just being Jimmy. But the question, Jim Jones was getting interviewed and the girl innocently was just like, so, like, when are you and Chrissy going to get married? You guys have, you know, you guys are engaged. You guys have been engaged for so long. And Jimmy, in Jimmy fashion, told her basically to mind her fucking business. Like, so it was just like, I get it. But when I look back at that episode, when Chrissy got on down on one knee, I said, girl, I could never, never. But then it also challenges, like, how us as women, we, you know, we've, from history, have fought for equality, you know, going even as far back. And it's so funny that this is a topic because it actually is a part of my online class. I'm taking a history class.
Okay.
And the topic, like, week 3, week 4's assignments was all around not only the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote,
mm-hmm,
but also talking about equal rights amendment, which happened, you know, in the 1960s and stuff like that. But it just focused on, like, the women's suffrage movement. It just focused on all of those things. So it's just so funny now that I think about it. I'm like, oh, wow, like, okay. Like, women have been fighting for, you know, mm-hmm, decades, centuries for, you know, equal rights. But what does that actually mean? Like, what to you, when you hear equality for women, like, is it based on a scenario or is it, like, a general thing? Because I think it's a fine line where, you know, in what scenarios it's like equal, like, mm-hmm, is it the workforce, is it personally, is it like, in what, in your mind? So first question, what does women equality mean to you? Like, what does that entail? Like, when you think about it, do you think it's just scenario based, or is it something that, you know, is like, if we're going to say equal, we really mean that? I know it's a hard one.
It is.
It's hard.
Only because, like, you just mentioned the poll proposal thing. I feel like there's certain things that men should be allowed to do. So, like, the proposal stuff. I think, get that to
hands
them.
Down. Like, y'all could, I'm sorry. And if y'all say, oh, but y'all talk about, y'all want to be equal. Yeah, equally, maybe we could put into this wedding. But equally, that moment, that's on you, bro. Like, I mean, can't, to be I can't honest, get with
like,
it.
This is, because I know somebody that was, like, giving a hard time with that topic, and he was saying about, like, the whole, you know, proposal shit. So I was just like, I mean, come on, be honest, you guys, you know, could do the proposals, because I know y'all guys are not gonna want to give birth. So don't try to say that you want the same thing that we want to do too, because if y'all was to give birth, y'all would be like, hell the fuck nah, y'all can do that.
So I think for, and this is like talking not anytime soon, mm-hmm. but if and when I ever had a baby shower, because I'm big on games, mm-hmm. heavy on games. Everybody that knows me knows I love a good game. I would totally get the game where, or get the thing where the contraction thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit! I've got to get that.
Me and my friends are doing that.
I gotta get. I gotta get all the niggas lined up.
Yep.
And one by one. Who could go the highest? And the highest, I can cash prize. Like, that's how crazy I think I would go. Because I think men always are so quick to be like, oh, nah, y'all don't really want equality. Y'all won't do the things we mm-hmm. want to do and stuff like that. But then there are, I mean, unfortunately, to not unfortunately, but there are just certain things that physically mm-hmm. they can't do. So to sit there and always criticize and always have this type of negative connotation to things, it's like, but you're not in labor, so you really, like, certain things you just can't, you don't have the experience to have you don't have the experience to have an opinion about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sometimes, you know, the gift and the curse, because as much as men may have certain points to certain things, you know, like, so let's even get deeper, as we talked about in pre-production, in a relationship, actually, bump that. First date. Would you go Dutch? So those that don't know what Dutch means is basically splitting the bill 50-50 between you and the person that you're on the date with. So would you go Dutch, or would you, like, if the bill comes, are you picking it up first and being like, all right, so let's do this? Or are you just leaving it on the table and see who moves first? It's a fucking chess game. Like, ruthless instances, I was just,
I
like,
I mean, mm-hmm. in every date that I've gone, usually the guy picks up the check. I mean, but I've offered, like, how much do I owe you type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me like, nothing. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I don't mind paying my half. Like, it's okay.
Okay.
So, but I don't pick up the check on the first date. I've paid for dates before.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I meant, like, first date, because I feel like I got a homegirl uptown, and she, I wonder if it was the first time they went out. So she had went out with a particular person with a bald head that I do a podcast with. And I'm trying to remember if these niggas went Dutch the first time. And they might have. I should have asked them shit. But I think they did. And he was so low-key offended. Like, I was just like, because he hit me up. And he was just like, yo, what's wrong with your girl? And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, yo, she just couldn't, like, let me pay for her. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't understand. And I was just like, oh, you gotta kind of understand the person, understand how they move. So I get it. And I think a part of her reasoning, which I can kind of understand, is that she never wants that kickback, like,
mm-hmm.
like that, like that guy telling her, like, well, I do this. And, like, you never want someone to run down the list of things that you do for them. Like, that's just what it is. Like, you never want that, like, I did this, I did that, I did this. You don't want to throw that in somebody's face. So her defense mechanism in that instance is to always either pay something or go have, because she never wants that type of baggage on her. So
I totally get it, because, and I think I've mentioned it, but I'll mention it again. When I was married, we split the bills.
Okay, did you do 50-50? Like
he was supposedly to be in charge of, like, paying the rent and the cable, because the cable was under his name. Mind you, we lived with his parents. So, but
yikes.
Whenever I went like this for paying the rent, because if he didn't want to, his mom would be like, it's okay, like, I'll just pay the whole thing. But I was in charge of our phone bill, groceries, and any other stuff that we needed. So any, like, household stuff that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
So when we split, he was trying to say that he pays more shit than I do. And I said, excuse me? I said, because if you want to really go there, we can budget everything out. Because I know we pay exactly the same or, like, a few dollars less. But never am I going to say to him, I would never say anything like that to anybody where I'm making more money than you or I pay more bills than you do.
But so do you think then that the women that do that, do you mm-hmm. think that is the catalyst into why men have that whole notion of, like, women shouldn't be equals? Like, because it's just, it's a weird thing. And I think in every, especially in relationships, it's very different because, you know, it's like, in my mind, it's like, all right, one time is you, next time is me, you know, mm-hmm. we'll take turns. Like, yeah. I'm very big on, like, not saying that if we're going to be complete equals, because once again, there are going to be certain things that as a man, you're going to want to do and that only you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same as a female, there's only going to be certain, there's going to be things that only, like, I can do, but the things that equally we can do, you know, we can figure it out. Like, we don't have to, you know, do all that. But do you think that as a woman, it's harder to be treated equal in the workplace or in a relationship? What industries or what professions do you think women have the hardest time receiving equality in?
Oh, plumbing.
Oh.
And the only reason why I answered it so quick is because the man that raised me is a plumber. And then I used to go with him and people would look at me like, is she your secretary or something? And he was like, no, like, this is my daughter that, you know, she wants to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was fully interested in, I used to do something, like, I know how to do a snake out and stuff like that. I do a lot of stuff.
Do you want to fucking fix my toilet then? You like, here on Sasson Talk, there's at least one thing I learn about Amanda every episode. And this is it. Like, bitch, do you hear my toilet all the time? Fix that shit for me, because I can't. Like,
I have to check it out again.
Yeah,
I don't
check
remember.
That shit out, because that shit is annoying as fuck. But
yeah, I do a lot of manly stuff.
What's your definition of manly stuff, though?
Well, like,
that's always also to the...
So, I mean, anybody that's been punched by me knows that I hit super hard. So,
you're getting physical.
When it comes to, like, that, yes. I know how to do plumbing. I know how to build things on my own without any men's assistance. I've helped my friend move into her new apartment, but bringing up the boxes up and down where we didn't need guys' help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super strong.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in my marriage, my ex hated that. Because he was just like, yo, let me be like a man for once. Because he was trying to move a mattress with my stepdad.
So pause on that then. Dig even deeper. What does that mean, being a man, though?
I mean, ask him that, because he obviously don't know what being a man is.
Oh, shit. Listen, there's always one shady moment in every episode.
This is cause us on talk.
This is it. Because I was like, oh. And I, oh, okay. But go ahead.
But yeah, so they were carrying, well, they were trying to carry a mattress, because you can see the expression on my stepdad's face where he's just like, this motherfucker does not know how to lift this mattress. And he's there, like, struggling, like, how the hell do I grip the mattress? So I got frustrated for my stepdad. So I was just like, yo, move, let me do it. And I lifted up the mattress like nothing. And he felt like like a piece of shit because he was like, and I'm like, because honestly, like, I know how to do it because I've moved stuff in my apartment before. So if I know how to do it, it's just like, let me do it. So yeah, he had issues like that. And then, you know, he had issues with like, because I burp like a guy type of thing.
Because you burp loud?
Because I burp loud. And so he was like, be more ladylike. And I was just like, I don't know what that means. Like, do you realize that I'm the first girl and I was raised by all my uncles and they teach me to be tough like a guy? Like, we would have fist fights. Just that's why I hit so hard.
So it's so funny. So going to what you were just saying. So I'm not used to a guy cooking, cleaning.
See, I want that.
Baking. Well, you can't have my nigga. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna have yours. Like,
that one ain't going there. He's stuck is what he don't really know. But I've never experienced that. Like, I was just like the other day, like, cooked dinner, baked let me tell you about Betty Crocker over here. Betty Crocker over here could bake his ass. He could bake his ass off. He bakes a mean cake. I will
listen,
give him that.
I've seen your social medias.
Listen.
I be low-key a little jelly.
Yeah. Listen, as you should. Cause that's.
Can Mikey bake me a cake for my birthday?
Ooh, you got to take that up with Michael Bostic. I don't know about that. Mind you, it is funny.
Side note, when this drops, is my birthday.
A happy birthday. We should have had like streamers and shit. We fucked up. But I ask that. I say this in like, what qualities do you anticipate or expect from a man and as you're going into a relationship? Like, mm-hmm. What are some, I guess in a sense, like manly things? Because, I mean, not every guy is going to be handy. Not every guy is going to, you know. But I think we have this.
Sorry, you said handy and I thought handy dandy notebook.
I'm done.
Sorry.
But all I kept thinking about was all the things I was saying. I was like, this nigga is handy. This nigga does bake. This nigga does clean. Like, I'm sitting here like, shit, all the things I didn't think about that I actually now currently have. So I was like,
and
how does
you
this
know,
work?
It's so crazy that I think when I was, you know, I was starting to grow and this was my first nanny job. And I never, because I didn't see it in my household like that either. So my old bosses, they're amazing. I still talk to them to this day. They split because they had, you know, they had their son. He was 6, so he was in first grade.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was in kindergarten. And then they had their baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started working with them, she was 3 months old. So she was still waking up in the middle of the night, all that other stuff. And so I would always wonder why Rachel one day was taking Jacob to school and then Kevin would take Jacob. And I was like, I was so confused. I was like, how do y'all operate? And so I realized that she said, no, we switch it up. So 1 week I sleep the whole night. And so when Dakota is crying, like Kevin will, he's the one that wakes up. And then the following week, so since she slept, she takes Jacob to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week they switched
it
up.
I mean, that makes
up.
Sense, actually.
So I was just like, oh, smart. I never really thought about anything like that. That's super. It's helpful.
That's
because you get to sleep, the other person gets to sleep, you're not losing your sleep. And so, and then, you know, I would be the one to pick up Jacob from school. So I was just like, wow, like I would want a partner like that. And the same thing, like if she was working late, he came home and he cooked. And I was just like, that's so helpful because, you know, us, we're so used to being cooking. So it's just like, you know, we come home exhausted too. And it's just like, now I got to rush to cook for my husband. But it's helpful when you have a partner that helps you cook and clean and all that stuff because it's not the load so much on you.
And I think that especially in the scenario now that I'm in, that it's a plus because I'm always – they feel like I got to take care of everybody and do everything, mm-hmm. and everything's on the table. And to have somebody that, in a sense, alleviates. That's why I was just like, when we talked about it kind of in pre-production, like talking about like, you know, can you be in a relationship with someone that makes less than you? Can you, you know, if the bills are on you, are you going to hold it against the person? Are you going to do certain things? But we're going to get into that part. But are there any other qualities that you would expect from, like, a man, like, in a relationship or in a marriage even? Like, what would be solely, I guess, in a sense, would be on the man the man part of the situation?
You said in the man situation?
Yeah. Like, what do you expect from a man?
I think, like, you were talking about the handy stuff. I think that's something, at first I was like, I don't think that's anything that I care about. But I do think, mm-hmm. stop and think sometimes where, you know, when I'm pregnant, I can't do everything myself. So I'm going to need somebody that's just as strong as I am.
Okay.
So, but only for that reason, because of that. I'm trying to think what else. Like, I don't know.
I think for me, I just, if not equal, more, I need someone that's just as motivated.
Mm-hmm.
As me, like, I think any qualities that I think I would rather have are not like physical things. Like,
yeah,
my thing is, if I can't fix that shit, I'm going to find someone and pay someone to fix that shit. Like, I don't, that's not a requirement for me. Like, you don't have to, you know, it. So funny that the other day, I swear, I learned something, just like you. I learned something new about Mikey every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
This one over here gonna say, yo, so last summer, right when I, like, met him,
mm-hmm.
yo, I couldn't, my oven wasn't working.
I remember all summer. And he wrote about it on.
All summer I went with no oven. I didn't know what was wrong. I kept asking. I even asked Brandon, because Brandon's really handy. He's in the technical mm-hmm. stuff, like fixing shit. Mm-hmm. I even asked him. So when I told him the scenario, like with my oven, he was like, yo, it sound like you may need a whole new oven. And I was like, fuck that. You know how expensive mm-hmm. ovens are? Mm-hmm. Shit. I guess there ain't gonna be no bacon in this house this summer. That's fine. So when I met, you know, Mikey, and I'm sitting here like, well, you work at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Yo, ass is low-key handy. Fix this fucking oven for me. So I kept saying, like, yo, can you take a look at it? Like, he did. He pulled up the oven. Like, he took a look at it. And literally all summer, well, the end of summer, because that's when I met him, he made it seem like he was going to fix my oven. Long story short, nigga never fixed the oven. My roommates ended up, when my roommates came back, they I don't know what they did, but they did something and then the shit started working again. So I was like, yo, something so simple and it works now. Mm-hmm. I'm low-key tight. I went all summer without fucking putting chicken nuggets in the oven, but that was neither here nor there. But then this one goes, yo, I just was fronting, making her think I was going to fix the oven when that was just my excuse to come see her. Like, you little liar. The fuck? As cute as that is, you're a liar. Yeah. And I don't like it. But like I said, I think for me personally, any qualities that I expect or anticipate, I actually try not to go into any situation with expectations, because then if you don't live up to that shit, then I'm going to look at you crazy. And I'm going to call you out on it because my mouth is reckless. So it's just like, let's not go that route. So I think what's worked for me is going into the situation, any situation, with no expectations, but also having the level of knowing who I am and knowing what I'm willing to put up with versus what I'm not willing to put up with. So I say that in saying that, yeah, more of the quality side of things is never going to be like materialistic things. It's never going to be on the, oh, he better have this, like, this job and, mm-hmm. and this salary and all this stuff. It's just like, listen, I need someone that's going to add. I don't need, you know, someone that's going to, you know, rebuild or anything. I need an addition. I don't need an energy drainer, or I don't need someone that I feel like I got to take care of, because I already know I'm that's the type of person I am. Like, if something's wrong or if someone's in need, I'm quick to be like, let's find a solution and let's figure this out so that you're in a better space. And I think when it came to him, I hate tooting his little horn, but for the first time, I felt like I didn't have to take care of him. I didn't have to worry about him, because he gets in that position where he's like, all right, listen, I gotta fix some things with myself. Let me get myself together. Like, that's always the thing, is I gotta get myself together. And I think it's super important when you're with someone that they still have that mentality of like, let me make me making me a better me is connecting, making us a better us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for me is always like the top of the line. I'd rather that than going in thinking you're going to be handy dandy and you're going to be, I didn't even know, honestly, when I met this one that he could bake and do all that stuff. But he was just like, yeah, my dad taught me and my brothers, like, we, you know, so he's self-sufficient. And I think that's super important, whether you're a male and a female, mm-hmm. whether it's equal or not, like, regardless of anything, you got to be self-sufficient, because at the end of the day, you can be by yourself. And like, I remember when I was like 12, my mom teaching me how to do laundry, and I was just like, why the fuck am I didn't say this, but I was like, why the fuck am I learning how to do laundry at 12? I'm gonna go play. But then when I got to college and I saw people 18 17 18, I didn't know how to separate whites and colors. I was like, oh shit, y'all got left behind. Like, I don't know what that's about. Yeah. So there are just certain things that you have to kind of go through in life to understand.
That was my problem with my ex. Because
he not a wash clothes?
No. He is gonna be 32 years old. This might have been the first
time. Wait, he's still not a wash clothes?
This is gonna be the first time he washed clothes. But he was just like, yeah, I didn't know that you can't put whites of color. And I was just like,
bro.
You dumb.
What?
Because his mom babies him, and people think that I be dragging. I'm like, no, I swear. Like, I don't know if I said this here, and I really don't give a shit if anybody tells him. But to the point where his mom takes out his clothes to go to work.
But I hope he's listening, because listen, I'm all about getting the views. So, bro, even if you feel away, listen, if you're listening, I appreciate you, because it's a view, and I can't be mad. Like, I've had to, like, and it's not even
nobody
just
knows what, who you are in.
It's not even just like with us. It's like even with the boys. I'm like, listen. Bad publicity is good publicity. I really don't. At this point, it is what it is. But going back real quick to on the profession side of things, because you mentioned plumbing. It's funny because I think the first thing I could think about is wrestling. It is. It's hilarious because I'm just like, oh, here we go. But
I think even, yeah.
But when you think about it, in wrestling, equality has been a huge thing over the last 10 years, mm-hmm. because you have women that are, you know, that want to be, you know, professional wrestlers and want to be treated equally. And you got the guys looking at them like, well, I don't want to hurt you, or I don't want you to run back and tell mm-hmm. somebody that, I stiffed you or I did this wrong. Like, you get all nervous and stuff. But at the end of the day, as women, you just want to be treated the same. It's not, I don't think it's so much equality. I think it's you just want to be treated with the same respect
right.
as everyone else. It's not so much of the, you know, like, you got to learn just because you wash dishes and then I, you know, dry them or whatever it is. It just has to be a level of respect. And I think that's just in any level mm-hmm. of anything you do, is that you want to be respected for what you do. You don't want someone to look at you crazy. Just like, for instance, like bus drivers. My homeboy works for MTA. I've hung out with him and his MTA people a few times. And there's this one girl that both times we done hung out, she was with us. She mad cool. And they were, you know, they get together, they talk about bus stories. I'm just sitting there like, I don't drive no bus. I don't even drive, so I don't even know what the fuck y'all niggas talking about. But I'ma listen. But one thing, you know, common denominator, that even though their stories were all similar with how, like, customers treated them and things like that, it's just like, listen, I just want to be respected the same way as the next person. Mm-hmm. And that was when she said that, I said, you know what, sis, you right. Because that's not even so much of, like, you know, it's not a hard thing to ask for. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to, like, even when you think about athletes, when you think about how hard women had to fight for, you know, whether it's equal pay or, you know, because, like, listen, if Serena Williams is out here busting ass, there's no reason why the guy that was just in a tournament that is, like, 10 years older than her, and she's actually better than he is, and he getting paid more. Like, it's just, like, that just don't make no sense. Like, so I think as women, we get in that mindset of, like, listen, we not equality. For me, it comes out more of, like, listen, I just want to be respected the same way you respect him. I'm not sitting here saying that I can do the same things he can do, because listen, I'm not handy. I'm when I had to buy, when I bought that desk for my room,
mm-hmm. oh yeah,
I said, listen, I can't put this together. Mm-hmm. I said, I will go out of my way
and pay somebody
to do that shit. But when he said, nah, I got it, I'll do it for you, I was just like, okay, like, That's cool. But is this just certain things personally that I just, I'm either A, not going to do, and B, I can't do. And I'm not going to sit here and, you know, downplay that. But for the things that I can do and the things that I want to do, I should be respected in that sense. And I think, especially on a professional level, it's super difficult. Like, for instance, now that I work at Katz, and literally, I'm outside of one, there's one female manager, one. And she, out of all, works the evening shift. Mm-hmm. All these niggas in the daytime be kiki-kiing, and she come in at 3 o'clock, she work 3 to 11. And I'm just like, sis, I feel for you. I always tell her, listen, stay out of trouble. I always, you know, but my thing is that sometimes when you're the only female in a male-dominated scenario, you either gotta step up, or but there's a level of respect that they have, they gotta have for you, because you're the only one doing it. So like for me, working there, I'm the only female in the office per se. First of all, I'm not only the only female, I'm the only black girl by look there. So it's just always like, you listen, I'm not, they already know I ain't gonna put up with shit. And I think, once again, when you show people who you are and they understand, and they understand you, that's when the level of respect grows for that. Because right. You could go into a scenario and now I'm the director of something. I could be the director of sales and everybody looking at me like, I don't respect her because, but it's just like, get to know the person and understand their strengths and weaknesses, because what I'm not good at, somebody else may be. Mm-hmm. And it's super important not to down that. But if we don't respect each other or respect that the person's going to be able to handle it, then what do we got? What are we doing here? Mm-hmm. But let me see. We got a few more minutes.
Let's see.
Have you ever experienced discrimination because you was a female? So far-fetched, but...
Well, besides, from what I told you about... when I went to work with my stepdad. Besides that, the only issue I had before was because I was super young and people didn't think I knew what I was doing.
Oh, really? Sorry. Of course, my other half earlier he said there was a rumor about somebody coming on Impact, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So he tweeted, if it's not Gene Snitsky or Ryback, I don't want it. Fucking Snitsy retweeted him. I was like, so he just messaged me that, like, come on, like, you're doing, I'm over you. But so they didn't think you could do it because you was young.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. I've been working since I've been like 15. You can't tell me
I've
shit.
I've been working since I was 14.
Yeah, you can't tell me shit.
So that's, I'm just like, and even like, I've had this conversation a lot of times, even like with like Brit and stuff like that, that sometimes I question the career path that I chose. But
why?
When, because, you know, like, a lot of people like to say that, you know, teachers make a little bit of money.
And they don't. Teachers like, don't. I can tell you. Teachers don't.
So sometimes I just like, you know, did I choose the right thing? But then when I like, obviously, I started my job almost 3 months ago. But not even a month ago that I started, my principal was already saying, like, so when are you going to go get your next degree? Because, you know, like, I want to hire you as a full-time teacher. And I was mm-hmm. just like, really, like, for reals? And she was like, yeah, like, I've seen what you do and you got it.
Yeah.
And that made me feel good, because even though, like, you can tell me, like, you're good at what you're doing, but when you hear, when it's somebody knows you less than a month and it's a principal, it's just, it's a different feel.
That's how I felt the other day. So, like, I started working at Katz, what, last July? Like, we were right after 4th of July.
Yeah.
So it's not even been a year. Mm-hmm. And the other day, the office manager, he came in. He typically gives me my pay stub. But then he said to me, he said, before you leave, come to the office. You know, my skinny cat ass was like, oh, shit, they done. I don't know what I just did. I don't know. I try my best here. I don't know. Yeah. And no, he basically, you know, said, he asked me, he's like, oh, has any of the managers talked to you? I said, no, no one respects me here. They don't ask me shit. They don't talk to me, which is a lie. But when it's like serious stuff, they actually don't. So mm-hmm. I'll just be like, they don't talk to me. But it ended up being that I hadn't been there for a year and I had got a raise. And I was just like, excuse me? Like, what you mean? And it was just like, nah, like, you know, not only the fact that you've been here, you worked through a pandemic with us, like, everyone talks so highly about you, you know, you do, you're amazing with the customers, like, you the shit, kind of. And it was just like, we gonna give you, and I tell people all the time, every penny counts. Mm-hmm. So when my man hit me with the dollar raise, I said, what? Mm-hmm. And then the best thing was, it was on this check? What? I didn't even know. So, because, listen, I get paid, I don't even look at the shit half the time. But yeah. I say that in saying that when you showcase, regardless male or female, mm-hmm. you showcase your talents, it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at equality, it's just more or less like, listen, give me, for me, it's more of give me the equal opportunity to showcase what I can do, mm-hmm. and let me and let that be the reason and the decision how you want to move. So for me, it was never like, and it's crazy. I've been in sales, and mostly sales is a male dominated mm-hmm. type of situation. You get the car salesman thing. You get, you know, a lot of males mostly work in sales for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so being a woman of color in such a male dominated field, whether it's in my real life or in wrestling life, it at times, it makes you just more hungry. It makes you want to do more, but also makes you want to change how things are always viewed. Because I think as a society, we've always stuck to that, you know, men do this and women do this. But mm-hmm. I think now we're getting in that phase where anybody can do anything. So the one,
right.
the one movie, if you have you, because you know, you don't, I asked you about Goldie Hawn the last episode, you know the fuck that was. Have you ever seen the movie Mona Lisa Smile with Julia Roberts? That your face says no. I recommend. Mm-hmm. It's long as fuck. So
okay.
To pick a day where you ain't got shit to do, because it's about 3 hours. I don't know why.
Okay.
But, and those that are listening, if you have never watched, I highly recommend. Mona Lisa Smile for me is the true definition of that change between women having that label of being housewives mm-hmm. to then now being college graduates, to being women that can teach, women that can change the way of the world. It's a fine, it honestly, I didn't appreciate it when I first saw it, because at first I was just like, why the fuck is this so long? But now talking about the topic we spoke about today, that movie for me showcases that change, that shift in, because that was the period of time that the movie is centered around that period of time where women were now allowed to go to school and get a college education and not have to be housewives and feel forced to do that. Like, you had, it's based on, I think, off of school that I think they were like one of the first that had women at their university. So Julia Roberts is in it. Kristen Dunst is in it.
Okay.
And you see,
like, I've heard of it. I just,
you
never
see the
it.
Evolution of that mindset of women are just housewives.
Yeah, and that's something, and I'll leave this off. That's something that me getting my degree meant a whole big deal, because when I started the process, I was obviously married.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom was, she clearly said, like, I thought you got married to give birth to children and be a wife, not go to school and try to start a career. So that's mm-hmm. why, to me, like, getting my degree was kind of just like, it was important to me, but I also had to prove stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we're not just out here just making kids and collecting.
Yeah, like, it's funny because, and, you know, we'll end this off. It's crazy because when I look at it, all my, like, my inner circle of female friends, nobody got kids.
Yeah.
No one's even thinking.
We want them. Not you.
Not that I don't. I just don't physically see myself with my legs up pushing a whole human yeah. being out of me.
Well, I mean,
that,
like,
part,
in regards
I can't.
To,
I can't fuck with that.
In
yet.
Regards to me and Britt, like, we generally want kids.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, you and Brittany from high school is always like, I want to be a mom, and it's yeah. nothing wrong with that. But I think for me, I think the shift is like, you can do both and you can really mm-hmm. do and have anything you want. I always fight tooth and nail with my mom, but she was she's the realest definition of being able to do any and everything. Like when I tell you, she had me her third year in pharmacy school and then still finished pharmacy school. And then now she got her master's 2 years ago, mad random. Mm-hmm. It encouraged me to like, all right, let me get back into school. Let me try to beat her out. And now she's on the level of getting her PhD. It's just shit. Like, and mind mm-hmm. you, still works a full-time job, still does so many other things. And it's just like, we have to, that mentality of women can only do us, put people putting us in a bubble now can't do that.
Right.
And that's how I'm going to end the episode off, is that we're not in a bubble anymore. We can do and we can move. And yes, we can be emotional, but guess what? That's okay. Cause I still stand by, men are more emotional than women, but
yep.
That's a different topic for a different day. Any last words before we do sign off?
Nope.
All right. Thank you guys once again for joining us on it. If you have any comments or any suggestions of episodes, topics you want us to talk about, always make sure you can DM us on @SassOnTalk on Instagram. If you know us personally, you can always hit us up, chop it up. You know, we always want people that listen to be, you know, feel involved, to feel like they have a part in the show. So absolutely, we're open arms with any topics. But once again, thank you guys for joining us on this interesting equality. Listen, treat each other with respect. That's right. All we're going to say. And we're not in the bubble anymore. But you can find this episode along with the plenty of other episodes that we have on our YouTube page at the Job and Taste Podcast Network. You can also find us at Sasson Talk, which the lovely Amanda runs. And
me, Sasson Sessions.
No, I meant like on Instagram, but that too.
Oh, the Instagram, yes.
The sessions, the page, that's all her. So I gotta give her props when it's, you know, props is, you know, when it's due. It's not me. It's her. So but as always, I'm Janelle.
And I am Amanda.
And we thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode. And we hoped to see you guys soon.
Bye.